This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3813 for Wednesday, the 15th of March, 2023. Today's show is entitled The Post-Market OS Podcast. It is part of the series Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 32 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Ken welcomes a new podcast to the Free Culture Podcast family.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, another one in our podcast recommendation series, and it is Post-Market OS Podcast, which is the podcast for the Post-Market OS project. And from their website, postmarketos.org, we are sick of not receiving updates shortly after buying new phones. Sick of the walled gardens deeply integrated into Android and iOS. And that's why we are developing a sustainable, privacy and security focused free software mobile operating system that is modeled after a traditional Linux distribution with privilege separation in mind. Let's keep our devices useful and safe until they physically break. I'm all on board with that. And the good news is they've recently joined the Free Culture Podcasts Network. And as such, this is a sample episode to promote their show. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
I need to steal your microphone.
Sure.
Otherwise, you are being live streamed.
Nice.
Cool.
Hello, Internet.
Everyone. Hello, Internet.
Live.
We are live.
Live from Potsdam.
We won't be live though, because it's a recording.
Yeah,
close enough. Yeah, close enough. Sorry.
All right. Almost live from Potsdam.
Yeah. 2023.
Yeah.
Is that for real now?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll say live from Potsdam because.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, we're at Potsdam.
What episode number do we have?
We are same
day,
28. Okay. Live from Potsdam, it's the Post-Market OS Podcast. This is Clayton, also known as Crafty Guy.
Hello, I am Martijn.
Hello, I'm Peter.
And I'm Bart, also known as Pierre Trout.
I'm Caleb.
I'm Oliver.
And I'm Luca.
So many people.
Yes.
We're all live together, sitting together.
Yeah, where are we?
We are currently outside of a cafeteria, I think, all huddled together outside.
We're on a tiny desk.
Tiny desk podcast.
We really need to add a picture of this to the podcast.
We do.
Well, I think this is like the first time most or all of the core team has been together in person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not all of us, but most of them. Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't there previously, so I mean.
Yeah, and I mean, this time also not everybody's here. Like,
But most of them, it's
close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are having a ton of fun here. We saw a lot of talks. So today is Saturday. There was the Dev Room, which was amazing. And yeah, just like every talk I saw was great. I missed like two or so.
How did your talk go?
Yeah, my talk about OnDev 2 went well, I think. So, people seemed interested. And
I think for a lot of people, it was the first time they heard about it, right? Because they know our installer, but yeah.
What was your favorite moment, Bart?
Well, I haven't been to the talk, so.
Yeah, but
probably not
in general.
Well, just all day. I don't have a specific moment, but talked to tons and tons of people. Lots of interesting conversations. Everybody was excited. It was good. A lot of people that really knew Post-Marketers and Linux Mobile in general, but also people that didn't know at all and then had to explain the basics, which was hard, but yeah, it worked. Yeah, pretty good. Definitely.
Bart, you were in the booth or the stand all day, right?
Yeah. I have sore legs now, so.
Yeah, I bet.
It's good to sit down.
First time to sit down in how many hours?
Since this morning, like 9 o'clock, so. Yeah.
Oh, 8:45, actually.
Oh, 8:45, yeah. Wow. Quite a few hours. Yeah.
So we have a lot of new recruits now, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, well, I hope so. We'll see.
Like, I was really impressed. There was one kid, 14 year old, and said he ported the banana phone, actually.
Wow.
And,
banana phone, it's the Nokia 8110 4G.
Yes.
Oh, that's actual one. Name. Yeah. That's good to know.
Good that you know the name.
It comes in black and in yellow, and the yellow one is the banana phone.
Okay.
And the best one.
And the black one is the one that's in the Matrix.
Nice.
Ooh.
Okay. I guess the older model.
I was wondering how old he was. 14, really?
Yeah, I asked
him. Wow, that's really old.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it runs mainline, and it's so amazing.
Wow. And even Fosh is running, so I mean, you can use it.
Sort of.
I mean,
like, sort of.
It is running.
You can unlock the screen somewhat.
You can never get it run. You can even launch apps, but then...
Then that crashes.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's already cool. Yeah. Amazing.
I will file it as a book in Fosh and not in that device.
Yes.
There's no touchscreen on that, right?
It isn't.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder what SXMO would do with, like, all key input.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That might work pretty well.
Yeah. Be an interesting config, at least. Because normally SXMO is, like, what, 3 buttons? And now it has, like, 14? That'd be cool.
Does it actually have volume keys?
I think it does. And it has enter and backspace, 2 function keys. So you get a few bonus buttons. Also, the full keypad, of course.
And a dedicated button to pick up calls.
Yes.
That's useful. Yeah. Well, it's probably one of the most popular devices on the table. Because it's just so... Like, being yellow.
It's a banana.
You can't miss it.
It's amazing, yeah.
At one point, a Lima developer came to the table and asked about PinePhones and, like, they don't receive that many bugs and how that comes to be. We figured it's kind of mostly working. And also, there are some bugs upstream in Mesa. But it seems to be working pretty well overall. And I asked if what they are left to do, and if he thinks, basically he said the performance might be possible to improve the performance, but they would need proper bugs report for that. So if somebody is interested in improving the performance of Lima, then you can run a profiler and see where the bottlenecks are in your apps, in your environments, and then file a bug report. That's basically what he said. So it was really a nice conversation.
Lima is the PinePhone GPU driver?
Yeah, for
the Mali GPU.
Old Mali GPU.
Thanks for adding the context.
No, I wasn't sure. Cool.
Your notes.
we don't have any notes on the...
We're freestyling right now.
Notes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Ollie's prepared.
But I think we exhausted them.
I can't...
So I thought it was cool how many people were interested in the stand. It seemed like every time I walked by, it was packed with people.
Yeah, it was. Sure. It wasn't a good spot as well. We were supposed to be in a different building, but we got switched. I don't know why, but we got switched to... Probably a better place.
It was right next to the entrance of the room. Like
The floor,
you come up the stairs, like it's the first thing on the left side.
Yeah, so if you
next to KD, which is nice.
If you wanted to see like the other 16 or so stands, you had to go next to us. So that's, was pretty good. And also when the talk was over, like upstairs, they would all go down right, come to us. So that's pretty amazing. Yeah,
that's the point where you cannot hear what anyone is saying anymore.
No, it wasn't that bad, but
well.
It wasn't too great either, no. Yeah. Yeah, but also for the I haven't been in the talks, but I hear it was also packed.
Yeah,
unexpectedly.
Yeah. The room was
right.
Yeah, the room was pretty full for most of the ones I attended. I think.
Yeah, yeah, like when the Fairphone talk started.
Oh yeah,
and it got packed.
Yeah, Lucas' talk was like,
and it was great.
Everybody at Fosden was trying to get in that room.
Well, it's cool. It's a cool subject. Like, holy shit. Mainline is always good and on a Fairphone, man.
And Sebastian from Maemo did a great, emceed the whole thing and did a great job there.
Yeah.
Like, really finding transitions between the talks. And
his intros were pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. He put some thought into that.
So I have one more story on my notes. Two guys came by and one said he's using a Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge or something, and runs it as Tailscale Tunnel, something like this. And he was like, "Oh, it's amazing that he can put the phone to use," and also started a patch to be in Bootstrap to give something back. So this was also very nice.
Cool. And that's on the downstream kernel then, right? Or
I'm not sure actually. Would need to look at the device's patch.
Oh, pretty cool. Actual use case.
Yes.
That's not just regular phone usage. So, that's cool.
Like a Raspberry Pi or something.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
One of the favorite people that talks I had at the stand was that somebody found out that Firefox OS still is alive through Kai OS.
Yes. There's also this open source one, right? Yeah. It's being continued. Kapaloon. Ah.
Peter, what were your favorite moments?
Oh.
By the way, I think to add some context, Peter's from LinMob.
Yeah, right. So I run nice this blog. It's called at linmob.net, and I've got an app list which I'm a bad maintainer of. Sorry, linuxphoneapps.org. And I was on this podcast before, so
yep.
Yeah. But I'm here at FOSDEM, and I attended all the talks of the FOSON mobile track, and they all were great. And my highlight was the non-Linux talk, actually, about Gnode.
Ah, the one I missed. Damn it.
Oh, I wanted to see that one, too.
Because it's so different. Microkernel, and they've got a visual interface so that where you can see what an app or some software that's running is connected to. So if you don't want your, an app to touch the file system, you can basically graphically make it so that it doesn't have access to the file system.
Well,
cool. In a pretty cool interface, and it's really tiny also. So if you want to try that, it's just a download that's maybe less than this episode of the podcast. So it's really like 20 megabytes or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's all custom, so you won't get your normal stuff, right?
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, but no POSIX.
But they ported Morph browser from UbiPort or Ubuntu Touch over to Gnode, and that ran okay.
So you can actually run basic Chromium on this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
huh.
That's amazing. Impressive.
That's impressive, yeah.
And so is it their own kernel from scratch or was it?
Yeah, it's some microkernel thing framework. I don't know. They've been at this for years, from what I've heard, and it's a small company actually in Dresden, Germany.
Oh, yeah.
So it seems to be even a business, if I understood it correctly. And it's one of those cool niche projects that really do something different, have a different take. Like, no, we don't want those large change sets that you have from kernel release to kernel release that you can't really review on your own, right? Nobody can do that. It's too many lines of code.
Not all the time. No, I'm joking.
Ollie can, but no, I still
normal
can.
People can't. Ollie spends 24/7 just looking at new changes.
Yeah, sure. Just looking at kernel diffs. So interesting.
Especially in file systems, right?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, some subsystem that's not relevant to phones. Pinterest, maybe? But it's really amazing to see this totally different thing working on a hardware that I'm quite familiar with, with the PinePhone, and that was really cool. But the rest of the talks was also quite cool. No bad talk.
That's good.
Yeah, all of them were great.
That's what we went for. So
and LinMob stickers, which are fantastic.
Yes.
Well, I need to get one. I didn't get one yet.
Can be done.
Someone was looking for you at the booth, but you weren't there. So,
oh, sorry.
Hopefully, he comes back tomorrow, and then you're there. That'd be good.
Yeah.
How was your talk, Clayton?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I haven't been there, so you tell me.
Yeah, we can,
or somebody else, maybe.
As like the title was, like, how do we go from here?
Yeah, where do we go from here?
From Boston, right? The vent.
Yeah. Like, how do I get home? And like, where are the beers? it was an attempt to get people within the community to think about how to become more organized and not waste as much time solving the same problems that other people have solved in other distributions. And I don't know. It's just a way to try to move things a little forward.
And I guess also maybe in the direction of like getting new features that like nobody has working yet. So I guess also voice over ET might be a topic there. It's like anybody that knows anything about it kind of say, hey, this is maybe how Qualcomm does it, and this is maybe the things you need to do. And maybe links to some existing resources that someone might find useful. And also, of course, like cameras and all the other things where... Yeah, which are just not really working yet on Linux mainline.
Yeah.
So from what I've seen, it got a lot of interest, and a lot of people asked questions afterwards. And you set up a matrix room where a lot of people joined already. So
yeah, a lot of good ideas already. People proposing stuff, and nice. I mean, it's
Yeah, my goal is to just get people thinking and talking about it, and because I don't know what the answers are really, but I have some ideas. And
yeah, it's good to bring this up and coordinate on it.
I think there's no answer, and I think it's not solved on the desktop either.
Yeah, especially desktop.
But
yeah.
The thing is, while it's unsolvable, you must work on trying to solve it. Otherwise, things get worse and worse. So
exactly.
It's, tedious but necessary and good for, well, also mental health, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this duplicate effort, right?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
someone's working on a thing and then somebody else commits that merge request right before,
then
that can be. Can feel
can be a little
so
demotivating and just not too great. So,
like maybe from past examples, I guess what Dylan did, like with the all this Bluetooth audio thing. So, like with the car control and everything there, like it would have been basically a topic for this, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I mean, it's not specific to PostmarketOS or any other Linux distro. It's just in general.
Yeah, there's lots of examples of duplicated effort or things being implemented that, like the whole MMS support. I mean, that turned out well because, I mean, I was one of the early contributors with Chris, and it worked out pretty well for us, but a lot of distros, like, had to make some changes to it after the fact, and so they were trying to play catch-up, and, yeah, it would have been easier if just, like, everyone who wanted this was at the table when it was being worked on and could provide input, so the first thing that came out was like gonna work, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it's also powerful to have like some shared website, maybe where it's easier for people who have no clue about what this world is basically to get a first idea of what the projects are.
Yeah,
and
actually, one of the really cool things that happened during my talk at the end was. There was a person there who was not technical at all. He actually like worked for a school district in this area and was just here just out of interest. And he was really excited that in my talk I mentioned like we need to be better about communicating publicly what we're doing to non-technical people so they have some idea like what's going on and why what we're all about and why it's a good thing. And so just hearing that from somebody like, yeah, I have no idea what you're about and it's frustrating today because there's a lot of information and it's mostly technical. And so people like me get frustrated trying to piece it all together and you know, give up.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
And like also kind of given that there's a whole dev room for it at FOSDEM, like, but there's no, like, for example, if you go to containers, I mean, there's a Wikipedia page for it that explains like what it is, what it does, or a million other blog posts, but for the FOSDEM mobile devices, like, why should you care? Why is it important? What exists? What can you do with it?
Exactly. So, who didn't say much yet?
I don't know. I'll chip in, I guess. I thought it was really well laid out. I was kind of hyped to see Clayton's look at the end.
Yeah, very nice closing talk. For
it
sure.
really, it ended the day so well, and like the
thanks.
Yeah, it was just perfect. So you should absolutely go catch the recordings. I think depending on when this is released, they may be linked down below. Maybe
well, at least should be.
I'm looking
soon.
At Martijn, and he's looking confused.
I don't know how fast FOSDEM is with releasing the videos.
Yeah,
I don't either.
I think everything after 1 p.m. they have sent out review emails, but everything before there was some technical issue.
Yeah, it's like next week or so. It's odd. I mean, yeah, just look for it. We will link it.
Yeah, I guess moving on. I have to say it's amazing seeing all of the faces. I know we kind of open with this, but because I didn't get involved in the community until after COVID. So this is the first time for me meeting like the dozens of people I've interacted with online. So it's, I don't know, it's super cool.
Yeah. I've been working with some folks here for like almost 6 years now and still haven't seen them in person. So first time for me too.
So great.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
wow.
awesome.
Yeah.
I have a funny story from yesterday. So we were at a restaurant and they wanted us to tell them via email which food we want to order beforehand so they can prepare it. And we did that. And then the food arrived and we didn't know what we put down there. So we said, okay, put all the food on the table and we look up in our Etherpad who ordered what. And then we did that.
It worked out. It was fine.
Yeah. That's great.
That's great food.
But it was also kind of amazing at Fostum is like you see just not just software people, but like people involved in like the whole community kind of from every single area. It's like from the Free Software Foundation Europe, I saw some people again that I met at some point. Nice. And also from my previous job, I like one guy came by and said hello. He was there for the weekend. Super cool.
There are also loads of people who have contributed to PostMarketize in some way who came by.
I saw
some people who have done some Snapdragon 845 things just show up, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's you. Awesome. Great to see you. Like David Heidelberg, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
Yeah. It's cool stuff.
Definitely. Yeah.
Did anybody see any other talks that were cool?
Outside of the dev room?
Outside of the dev room.
Doesn't seem like it.
I barely have seen any talks.
Yeah, I saw two other talks outside the dev room.
No. Yeah, I saw a few in the embedded room at the end. Was like one about like medical respirators, like open hearted project, which was actually quite fascinating. Like it was actually for the talk before and for the talk after, but I stayed in between. It was really interesting. Like open heart was just cool in general, I think.
Yeah.
Like when they build it modular and stuff like this, it's really cool to see.
Yeah, and it was very intentionally designed that way too, which is cool because this it was a nonprofit company that. Like very explicitly went for this type of design so that other people could build them in the world. And I mean, respirators are, you know, important when you need them.
Yeah.
So making it easily reconstructed elsewhere without having to go through licensing and whatever required that you probably have to do if you wanted to get one that wasn't open hardware now is nice. So yeah, that was a cool talk.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, on the topic of open hardware, we also had the M&T Pocket Reform at the stand today.
That was cool. Yeah. And
shout out to M&T for coming along, I guess. It's nice. I don't know. I'm trying to think of things to say.
Yeah. A random thing that Peter noted on is, I think, that two presentations were run on phones, actually, right? In the dev room.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. So the first one, which was about Lomiri and convergence, so running on a Fairphone 4, running Ubuntu Touch, run from the phone, felt like Alfred had done that before because he was so chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just did it, arrived late. Started in time still.
And afterwards he was like, oh, I also had my USB keyboard with me. You know, he didn't even use it and it went super smoothly.
I thought it was funny because like the device kept locking every so often.
Yeah.
And he just like seamlessly, you know, unlock, keep going. Not a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He made jokes about it. That's a reminder to move on or something.
Yeah. It's been too long on the slide. It locks. Yeah.
Great talk. And the other one was from Mobian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It was on Librem 5. No, Librem 5. Like on a nice dock. Yep. Looked very fancy.
Oh, very cool.
Looked very made for the Librem 5. It probably wasn't because I don't think it was made a dock.
It barely fits that thing.
It didn't look like it.
It fits it, so
yeah,
it's a good dock for the Librem 5.
Professional. Like nice connectors on the side. Very cool.
I was not brave enough to try that.
Yeah, I was happy to finish up my talk somewhat. So...
I think in like 2020, I think we were like for the original PinePhone, we were also kind of planning to do a talk on the PinePhone itself, like using convergence or kind of convergence, plugging in an external display and doing it with it. But I don't think we actually did this in the end. But yeah, I mean, now we had at least two talks on it and it's super nice.
Next year, all the talks,
works.
Right?
That's the goal. That's the goal.
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, we'll be talking about the one person who had a laptop.
Who was that person?
Yeah.
Somebody doesn't trust the software stack.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and wonderful then, USB.
And it could be recorded on a Linux phone, maybe, too.
That'd
be fun.
Yeah. Outside of the dev room, there was one talk on camera stuff in the Fossil Mobile dev room, but there were two more in the... Embedded room.
Embedded room had a talk by LibCamera.
Yeah, one about LibCamera and one about all winner devices, which may or may not be relevant to PinePhone 2. I don't know. So I have to catch up on those.
Yeah, I also have a lot of talks on my list that I unfortunately didn't have the time to get to because there's so many people here.
That's how it works. It's to talk to.
Best track is hard by track. But yeah, I still have to really have to catch up on some. But yeah, I'm sure they were great.
Amazing. Any more stories you want to tell anyone?
Well, that was day one.
Up to day two. But Martin doesn't plan to carry the podcast equipment tomorrow, so...
that we have to release two episodes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's not do that.
Well, I think there's still going to be a lot of amazing track
talks
tomorrow. You can also... Yeah. I mean, yeah, now when you hear this episode, you can watch the recordings of it. But yeah.
Yeah, or maybe you can come next time.
Exactly. That'd be great. Yeah. Come 2024.
First weekend in February, most likely.
The first weekend of February, probably.
Definitely in Brass.
Yes.
We'll get a booth again and a dev room again. And
I don't think any other university would be willing to host so many people with like so many rooms open at the same time.
No.
Yeah.
Or I recruit another team that sets it up. Or because, I mean, I don't know. I think we had 30 or 40 rooms in parallel. And they all had a beautiful made Fosdem box, like the video box, with like a big bag of adapters for like, I mean, for the Fosdem mobile devices room, we had literally, we needed a VGA to HDMI adapter, and of course it was in the bag.
Yeah, it was so funny, like they were panicking a bit, like who has the adapter? And the first row, I don't know, nobody had something, and then we figured, oh, there's a bag with adapters in the front. Was funny.
But it actually worked fine, so I mean, it was like a wonderful adapter with an extra USB connection for power.
That was talk, I believe, about lip camera. This was also a great talk.
Yeah.
He did it on an old ThinkPad X220 or I don't know, like that.
You know the exact model number, of course.
Yeah, I just guess one.
Explains the VGA.
Definitely looked like X-series and older.
It was definitely a 220 or 230, I think.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of conferences for like previous jobs, and this is the first conference I've been to where I traveled to another country and went through passport control, and the officer there was like, are you here for the open source conference?
Really?
Wow. I was like, yeah. I was like, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Move on.
What would have happened if you said no?
I don't know. Probably still be there now, I guess.
What else? Need to do the full check 3 hours.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What kind of search are you gonna
do? What else would an American do in Brussels? Right?
He just seemed
it's
like
no festival right now.
Yeah, and was this in London where you had to stop?
No, this is here at the airport.
When you arrived.
Immigration. Yeah, in Brussels. Yeah,
funny.
Yeah, I was going through immigration. Yeah, because my connection was in the UK, which is not part of the EU anymore. So this is my port of entry. Yeah. And yeah,
wow. So not the only connection, but.
Yeah.
You had a long trip.
Yeah.
What? I hope it was worth it in the end.
Yeah, I think so. I'm still waking up, but yeah, I think it's a little jet lag, but not too bad.
And I must say, it's amazing to do this podcast here outside in front of the cafeteria.
Lots of noise in the background, but it's a little bit
that
chilly.
That adds to the experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's authentic.
And by the way, we have four different microphones, and Martin is all connected to a fancy recording box.
Yeah. This is the first time using all this hardware, and I'm happy it works.
Does it?
Martin also has fancy headphones on to monitor what we're talking about. So it's very
looks
good.
Like a radio DJ.
We're just radio hosts now.
Yeah. You look really professional.
Yes.
And this day still may end up being the quickest recording of a podcast episode ever, I think.
Maybe.
We don't have any delay between talking.
It's so nice, right?
Yeah. It's a natural conversation.
It makes the discussion so much easier also because you can see each other, when somebody wants to say something.
I need to remember that I shouldn't just nod along but also say yeah. So...
We should do this every month. Like, get laid and over. And,
we'll meet halfway, in the Atlantic.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Rent a ship and then.
Let's get a boat. In the Atlantic, okay.
Close American rest boat.
Yeah. Sure.
Cruise, there we go.
I mean, probably even halfway is on the east coast of the US.
Yeah, like North Carolina or something. Yeah. Probably not where you are.
No.
People are walking past with trolleys.
Yeah.
Not
the first one.
A few cars, that's fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
So shall we wrap it up?
Guess so.
Yeah, we have almost exactly 30 minutes now.
Ooh, amazing. Nice. Ooh. Nice. Yeah. Time. So as long as you don't cut anything out, we're exactly on 30 minutes. So.
Yeah, but you also need to record the outro now, of course, the authentic Vostem outro.
Yeah, yeah, I will try to remember the text. Or do you want to do it?
I don't remember it. Okay. I'm a little rusty.
Yeah, something like...
I thought you were crafty.
Yeah. No.
Rusty guy.
I mean, I'll make something up, but...
Rusty guy.
Thank you for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Part of it, I'm not sure if it's at the beginning.
A bit more enthusiasm, please.
Okay, I will try again.
Right, take two.
Take two. Yeah, thank you for listening to our episode. If you want to comment about it, leave a comment at the Mastodon post. If you want to buy a shirt, head over to postmarketers.org/merch. And if you want to do none of that, that's also fine. Have a great day, I guess. That's not part.
And now we sing the outro music.
And then the music is,
And the music. The music bit. Music for today's episode.
And every episode.
Friday Old School Beat. Yeah, in every episode. Friday Old School Beat by The Passion Hi-Fi. Licensed by Creative Commons by Share Alike. I believe.
Or something. Also, whoever walked past while singing.
Yep.
Yeah. We don't know how that's licensed, but we hope it's public domain.
Yeah. Should be fine.
1.
Have fun and
stay safe.
Bye. Yeah. Stay warm. Habt Spaß am Gerät.
Habt Spaß am Gerät.
Immer.
Should I leave all of this in?
Yeah. Perfect. Very authentic.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.